Good morning, everyone. Today is May 15th, 2023 at 9:04 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, moving forward, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 471668 through 471674. Checks number 471676 through 471697. Warrants 8145 through 8146.
Second.
No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 471675 and warrant number 8144.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Moving down the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for May 9th, May 10th, 11th, and the 12th, and then one set of executive session minutes for May 11th.
On the May 9th.
Okay.
I seconded to go out. I think in here it says that you seconded it. You find it.
On May 9th?
I don't remember the date. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
What's that? It was on one of the executives. Yes. The 11th, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. On the executive.
Yes, on May 11th and the regular session minutes both. Because wasn't the motion made to adjourn and come out of exec and adjourn at the same motion, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
So I seconded it, and then I abstained.
Okay.
So we just need to reflect that.
Okay. With that correction to the minutes, please let the record reflect that. And then at this time, I would entertain that motion.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 9th, 10th, 11th. Did you say 12?
12.
And 12th, and executive session minutes for May 11th with corrections.
Second.
Have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the planning and zoning rezone request. At this time, before we start that public hearing, I would yield my chair at this time and ask for Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer, to swear in the next in line for presiding seat.
Whose turn is it?
Sheila's.
She turn.
You just Commissioner Wyatt.
Raise your right hand. Say hi, you say your name. Hi,
Sheila Wyatt.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that I will faithfully demean myself in the office of temporary presiding commissioner.
Yes. At this time, we'll open this to a public hearing for rezoning.
Yep.
Scott, would you like to direct
us? I'll start us up here. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 15th, 2023 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A, Staff Report for each case Exhibit B, Staff File including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff Report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the county commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the county commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the county commission will consider the application for a vote. So our first order today is order number 05-15-2023-01. So on May 9th, 2023, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request with the contingency of adding a 300-foot-long slowdown and merge lane at the entrance. The request was made by Bluebird Mountain Apartments, LLC, for the rezoning application of one parcel, which is number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural. The rezone request is for R3 Multifamily Residential District. Per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 10 acres in size, and it would have a single-family home built in 1960 that is located on the property. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 in the city of Branson for wastewater. So turning our attention to the screen, give you a location. Of course, the big highway on the left is Highway 65. This is on Bee Creek. We have the approximate 10-acre parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. The white's A1, the yellow's R1, the green, dark green is C2. This is RV1. This is NR1, the approximate properties. And there's just a zoned in. So here's the preliminary layout of the apartment complex that was presented. And at that, I would turn it over to applicant's representative, I believe, is here. So.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Christian Horton. I represent the applicant. I'm an attorney in Springfield, Missouri, and had an opportunity to visit with Planning Commission last week about this case, and with a favorable vote, it's now up for your consideration. I do have a couple of exhibits I'll be sharing with you shortly here, but I want to make a couple of comments first. Recognizing that the commission here is kind of set to make decisions that are best for Taney County. We understand that there are some neighbors that are nearby the parcel here that's requested for rezone. We've done our level best to address their concerns leading up to today. We're going to continue to be conscientious in our development plans. But this is a rezone that Taney County really needs. You've got some revised plans that are before you compared to those that were here last fall. One of the biggest revisions really is going to a single entrance exit for the development and addressing the traffic pressure with an acceleration-deceleration lane. That's going to be of sufficient length to allow traffic to merge, to turn in, and merge out and get into traffic to exit. This represents, the new plans also represent a decrease in density of the improvements within the development, which was another concern that was expressed along the way. And I wanted to, if I may approach, I want to give you a couple of exemplars, some renderings of some projects that the applicant has underway and developed so you can have an idea of the type of quality of construction that is going to be part of this plan.
believe those are in our packet.
They might be.
They are.
Okay, great. But not in color. But not in color.
The pictures are in the packet, but they're not developed.
Not in color.
You might say, do we really have a need in Taney County for a development of this nature? There was a recent study done, and it was recently updated. It's the Taney County Comprehensive Housing Study. Don't know if the two of you are familiar with that. I brought extra copies, working copies, if you'd like to have a set of that study findings.
I've went over them.
Perfect. Thank you.
There was a lot of stakeholders that were involved in that comprehensive study. And I really think that if you're going to do the executive summary on that study, you'd find that there is a need for housing of this nature in our community so we can support the businesses and the families that are trying to locate and have a suitable place to live. And this zoning for this parcel, as you saw on the zoning map, has residential around it. It also has commercial nearby. This zoning for this parcel, whether it's now or in the near future, will change. The question is, how best do you all decide to urban plan what that zoning should look like? In this case, we've got services already to the property. We've got a concentrated development plan for putting some density for residences. This does reduce the impact of urban sprawl, which is good for our community and our environment. And because we are in the zoning phase of this process, kind of the ultimate question we have is this an appropriate classification of zoning for this property? And I'd submit to you that R3 is very appropriate for this parcel. There will be development approvals that will need to be met along the way. There's lots of regulations and a lot more hurdles for the applicant to jump over. I know in the zoning phase that we're in, a lot of times people get concerned, well, what about this, or how are you going to handle that, or how are you going to tackle this question about the development? And although those are good questions to be thinking about on the front end versus midway through or the back end, we're here about the zoning. And going from an agricultural zone to an R3 zone, I think, is not only supported by the housing study and the community need, but it's supported by just good judgment and good urban planning on the county's part. So on behalf of the applicant, I would hope that this application, as revised, would be favorably received by the commission, that we would obtain approval for the rezone, and that we would then be proceeding with the host of plans and developments and permits and approvals that follow that zoning change. Certainly we'll field any questions that you all have. I know that there are some individuals here assembled that want to speak in favor of the application, and I believe that there's also some folks that want to speak against it. So you'll hear probably a little bit of both sides again today. But I'll be available for questions that you might have, if any. And at this point, I would yield my time to those who would come after.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those that would like to speak in favor of, do you have an order? Who would like to come forth first? Come forth and state your name and address.
Good morning. My name is Brad Youngblood. I live at 395 Denver Road, Branson. I am here in favor of the